Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to another lovely Saturday morning. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
So, Kristen, we had a historic event last week.
A historic event?
Yeah.
Why, because we had a famous person on the show?
No, but because we did, too.
Oh, we did, too.
It was his second back-to-back. We've never done that before. You don't think that's historic?
I do. I do. It's very historic.
Pastor
It'll go down.
Charles.
I think people will read history books a couple of years from now. Say, in a back-to-back episode.
So Pastor Charles Solanos was our guest both last Saturday and the Saturday before. And his story was so interesting. The obstacles he overcame, responding to the calling. So tell me about, you know, your takeaway moments and your driveway moments from his second show.
I found it just amazing the impact that Pastor Solano is having on our community, how he changed his life to really serve the people of Flagler County who need him. So he's the pastor of Grace Tabernacle Ministries and runs the food pantry there, and they're feeding upwards of 3,000, over 3,000 people a month in Flagler County who need food and need his services. They're completely volunteer, and he's just making such an impact here.
And I know he said that when he started the food pantry, it started with about 50 or so families. And the fact that he's up to 33, like you said, over 2,000 families, and it's continuing to increase, is a compliment to he and his volunteers, but also a statement about the people in our community who are having a difficulty making ends meet.
And I think there's such a need, and it's so hidden, I think, from a lot of the people here.
Mm-hmm.
People came here, they retired, they live in, some people live in gated communities, and they might not see the need that's really out there.
But clearly, it's good to know that Pastor Charles Solanos is there for us and has our back. So it was great to have him on, and hopefully our audience enjoyed it. And as I mentioned, no matter where in the United States you're listening to this, we know there are situations in your neighborhood and communities as well. So please, as we implore people here in Palm Coast and Flagler County, please get involved. So with that, I think we need to go ahead and introduce our guest for today. And the reason I chose her is she gave a speech to a group of kids, and my wife was there. And she came back and said, this lady at the school district has a very interesting story. And, you know, Against All Odds is about how people overcome adversity and particularly how successful people do that. And I think once we finish with Katrina Townsend, you'll see why we've selected her to be on the show. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Katrina, I know you're from Florida, not from Palm Coast, but from Florida. So tell us where you're from.
I'm from Suwanee County, and that is sort of north central Florida, very rural. I was actually born in Live Oak, Florida, and grew up in the area surrounding Branford, Florida, but actually lived in the country in Lafayette County, Florida.
So in the country, does that mean you were out in the farms? And
Yes. I sort of had a little different experience than living on an actual farm for most of my life, but I did start on a farm where my parents grew our food and all that sort of thing. Very traditional rural structure for our family.
Agriculture is a big part of the economy here in Florida.
Yes, and at that time it was a lot of tobacco where I'm from, although not so much anymore.
Okay, great. Now, I understand that you had some experience with animals.
Yes, probably one of the more different things. When I was growing up, my dad worked for this wonderful assembly of older ladies, and we just respected them and loved them so much. And they had worked with Henry Flagler, and the youngest one was actually his assistant, and she had inherited and benefited from that experience. And so as a hobby, they had several acres on the Suwanee River, and my dad was employed there to sort of caretake that and oversee that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies, her name was Kate, which is where my name comes from, Katrina, and my middle name is Ruth, after the younger one. as a hobby, they took in animals. So animals that were dropped off rather than to go to the Humane Society, they took them in and employed a staff, a full-time staff, and it did take a full-time staff to take care of them. And my job was on the weekends I took care of those animals. And each one had a kennel, and the dogs all had runs, and each horse had a stall. And so, you know, I don't mean like 14 cats. I mean like 120 cats.
Wow. And 30 to 40 horses.
And 40 horses,
yeah.
Like that.
So, Katrina, does that relate to the fact that you're now the director of student services at Flagler County Public Schools?
Well, it's kind of a weird thing, how life twists and gets you where you are. I think it just was a good experience in caring for, you know, sort of the underdog, mm-hmm. from the beginning.
Yeah, so you think there is a direct correlation then, huh? So tell us about what you do as a director of student services.
Well, it's one of those jobs where you never know what each day is going to bring, but sort of as a general overall definition, I work in the areas of student support services for discipline, attendance, student health. We do the 504 plan process and other areas of support related to those areas.
Okay, and what was your career path to get there?
Well, I sort of always thought I wanted to be an attorney when I was a child, and I've been told that I missed my calling because I certainly have the gift of gab. But in any case, I started as an English teacher, and I remember when I graduated, I thought, man, I'm going to teach high school 11th grade honors English. So I started teaching at a low socioeconomic school, and I taught 6th grade reading. And really just spent 4 years there, really enjoyed that, doing middle school. And then I went to, that was in Alachua County, and then I went to Columbia County where I was a high school English teacher and then an activities director, which, whew, bless their hearts, that's a whirlwind job. And then I moved to Volusia County, and I worked in DeLand Middle School and Ormond Middle School. And then I came to Flagler as an assistant principal for Sal Campanella at Flagler Palm Coast High School. Then I spent 5 years at Pathways Academy Alternative School as principal, and then moved into director. So that's just sort of that career path as an educator.
Now, that Pathway Schools, that's a different type of school, isn't it?
It was an alternative school, and it is sort of a passion of mine, and I'm very sad and hopeful that it will be back around again or some form of it to serve kids who struggle in the traditional setting.
Yep. And I'm sure some of that had to do with the tough recession we went through. So, as you said, hopefully that'll come back. We often ask the question, Katrina, whether or not you would assess yourself as being successful.
I would.
And how do you measure it then?
Well, I think, you know, I would say money is definitely not the measure of success, but I think it's important to be able to take care of yourself and your family as part of a lifetime goal, but also to find your niche in your profession and in your life in general, and to be joyful and find happiness in that. And I am there. So I would say that I have made it, you know, as what I intended to be when I was envisioning what my life as an adult would be like.
So you're where you expected to be at this point.
I'm much further.
Yeah. That's great.
To be at this point.
So where does your career path and what you're doing now, where will it take you?
Well, it's kind of an ironic thing. As working at this level in the school district, which has just been an amazing blessing for me, an unexpected opportunity for sure, as school districts go, there's not a lot higher or further that I could go. And to be honest, in working with such wonderful superintendents as I have, I would not want that role. I think, you know, I just really enjoy having as close as possible impact. So if I were not doing the job that I have now, I think my goal would maybe to be more in direct classroom contact with kids, maybe even back to the sort of the roots of my profession as a teacher.
Yeah. So continuous loop going back to where you started. Often that happens in our lives, doesn't it?
It does, but I do love where I am, so I hope we're just going to be right here for
Excellent.
A long time.
So, Katrina, we're going to take a break so we can hear from our sponsors, and then we will be right back. We are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. My co-host is Kristen Weitzel, and we're here with Katrina Townsend. We will be right back.
Greetings, this is Cindy DeLecky from Marketing To Go here to let you know that our office has moved. We are now located at Palm Coast Town Center behind FPC and near Epic Movie Theater at 145 City Place on the third floor. If you are looking for branding help, social media assistance, or marketing and public relations solutions for your company or nonprofit, give us a call at 566-3466 or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/marketingtogo. We look forward to creating a buzz about your business.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And our guest today is Katrina Townsend. Katrina, I have a belief that the real DNA that we learn that helps us to be successful in life is acquired by overcoming obstacles and overcoming barriers to success. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. And I think there are so many factors that contribute to that. Yes.
So I want to talk about how, in some cases, early in your life, that can be something that can help you achieve the goals so that you could be where you wanted to be in your life.
Okay.
So you were, in fact, a teen parent.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
Tell me. What age were you, and what were the implications of that pregnancy?
Well, I was 16 when I got pregnant. I was 17 when my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when I made those choices, I'm from a very small town again. I went to school in Brantford, and 57, all of 57 in my graduating class. And at the time, I was a cheerleader, I was in student government, I was the chaplain in our Future Homemakers Association, I was in the FFA, and just a very involved student, and really just involved in small town activities. I went to church with my parents and all those things. And so to become a pregnant student at that time, which was in 1985, before the protections were written into state law for parenting students, it was absolutely life-changing. My dad was a deacon in our little church, and everyone in our community knew my family. So it was, you know, not even a city the size of Palm Coast or a town the size of Palm Coast. It was a very small community. So it just brought a lot of attention to my family and sort of changed my path.
Mm. And so how did you get through? So I guess you were a junior at the time?
Yes.
So you graduated?
I did.
On time?
I did.
So how did you get through that period?
Well, to start with, my parents were the most amazing human beings. I wish I had realized it more at the time, I think. Mm-hmm. But in looking back, could never have done this without them.
Mm-hmm.
They supported me. I never remember my parents even taking a sidebar from me going to college. It was always not, will you go to college? It was, where are you going to college? Are you going to UF or are you going to FSU? Those are the two big schools where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And just really supported me, encouraged me to continue to participate in any activities that would allow me to participate, and most of them did. Obviously, I wasn't cheerleading at that point, but I was still in the student government and the FFA and all of those things. And my mom also was a cafeteria employee at my school. She had been there my whole life. So she was there to just be, you know, a smiling face for me every day, and it was really amazing.
And you got a lot of support from your, well, I'm sure you got mixed results from your classmates, I would think, yes?
I did get mixed results. Unfortunately, sometimes I think in teenagers or maybe people in general, there's a little part of some individuals who like to see someone fail, and I did get mixed results. I did have, you know, classmates and other people in my school laugh and say directly to me, you know, look what happened to you. You thought you were doing so good, and you're no better than anybody else. And I never thought that. I just always tried to do my best. Some of my teachers were not supportive, but most of them were, and eventually all of them helped me to graduate. And it was difficult. My daughter was sick a lot with bronchitis, and I didn't have any medical insurance. So when she was sick, it was pretty much just to be out with her.
Wow.
And I did miss a lot of school, but I had a couple of really good friends that helped me keep aware of my assignments and helped tutor with me to get me where I needed to be.
So you went on to get your bachelor's degree.
I have a bachelor's, a master's, and a specialist, yes.
Right. So congratulations.
Thank you. Because you
continued on. Tell me how your experience at that age has allowed you to relate to students in today's time, and whether or not it's important. Are you finding that your experience is something that is useful to young girls?
I think so. I've had in the past, and especially when I was at the alternative school, students and families say, you know, you don't understand. You don't understand me. You don't understand what it's like to make a mistake. You know, just because you're where you are, you don't know what's going on with us. And I'm able to say, it wasn't always like this. You know, don't be fooled by what you see here now, because there was a 16-year-old who made a huge choice that changed my path. So I understand the idea and the concept of making a choice, being accountable for that choice, and coming through it on the other side of it to be successful. And I have had the pleasure of seeing lots of my students do that same thing, invite me to their weddings, you know, where they've been successful in all these different things, which has been awesome. And when I talk to students, in fact, when I was speaking when your wife was there, a lot of the kids don't think that people who and teens who make a poor choice can come to a position of success.
Right.
And so I think it is a good role model.
And that's what this show is about. It's about trying to show people that no matter what their current state is, they can determine their future destiny.
Right.
No matter what it is. And having people on the show who are willing to share their experiences, as, of course, you know, your superintendent, Jacob Oliva, did. As, of course, Carl Eaton, president of Daytona State College, did, and yourself. All of you are willing to share your personal stories so that hopefully somebody, one person, just one person, hears it and learns from it, and it changes their life.
Right.
So Katrina, you know, again, my compliments, my congratulations to you. I know you're still continuing with your career, but let's talk about how, other people can learn. You know, one of the things that I'm a big believer in is, how would you define, I mean, not how would you define it, but, you know, what message would you want to send to our listeners about success? You know, what is the thing that you would want to say to them that you've learned as a result of your career and your life?
Well, and when I speak to teens especially, don't let your circumstances determine your ultimate success. That is something that can come from inside you, and it's not determined by your finances. It's not determined by where you're from or what your parents gave you or weren't able to give you. There are ways that you can be successful in opportunities if you reach out for them and look for them, that can take you to where you want to be. And then as an adult, if you have had that opportunity to find success, to be a mentor, to reach out to teens who are struggling and to serve as that role model. And sometimes the smallest thing that you may help a teen do or a child do changes their entire life path.
How do people do that? You know, when I talk to people all across Flagler County and the country, they all want to contribute, and they often don't know how to do it.
Well, there's so many ways to do it. The way that I prefer to do it is I work with a few, they're students, because that's what I work with is students. And so I find a couple of students who have made a decision to change things in their life They just need some supports to make it happen. And whether that's financial, whether that is resources, whether that is, you know, sometimes I work with students and they don't have a state ID and no idea really how to get one, and they can't work. And so just in walking them through those processes, which to me seem fairly simple, even though it may require getting a copy of a birth certificate and a Social Security card and then a state ID, to me that's simply done for, you know, $20, $30, $40 and a little bit of gas and just, you know, making the right contacts. And for them, it's an overwhelming obstacle. So just those kind of things that we can assist teens to do, then a teen can get a job and save some money towards school or to a mode of transportation that is life-changing for them.
Does the Flagler County School District have formal mentoring programs?
Absolutely. And you can reach out to the district office. Sabrina Crosby works for those, Dr. Pamela Jackson-Smith, John Winston, and the schools individually have mentoring programs as well. But if you're looking for a starting space, just definitely reach out to the district office and ask for mentoring, and they'll direct you right away.
So then go to the district office or to one of the schools in their neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in mentoring as well, Katrina. I think you can mentor students. You can mentor young adults because young adults are still in the need of guidance and mentoring. And you can also mentor business owners if you have business experience and, you know, sign up to help people to be successful in business. So there are a lot of ways to mentor, and I would just broaden that concept.
Absolutely.
So, Katrina Townsend, thank you very much for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your life story, and thank you for the contributions you make to our county and our community.
Thank you for having me.
You take care, Katrina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a commercial break, and then we will be right back with Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and my co-host is Kristen White. So we'll be right back.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Welcome back. My name is Howard Holly. You are listening to Against All Odds, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Kristen, we just heard from our guest, Katrina Townsend, and she shared a life experience that I think could be useful to some young girl.
I think even on top of that, not even so much a young girl. I mean, definitely a young girl. But also their parents with the support that she got and how important it is to support your child when they come home. I have kind of a unique perspective. My sister was 15 when she got pregnant and 16 when my nephew was born.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I saw it from kind of the other side.
How old were you?
I'm 3 years older than her. Okay. So 18, 19.
Yep.
So I kind of saw it from the other side. And my parents were also very supportive, and my sister came out on the other side, you know, okay. She actually had to graduate high school a year late because my nephew got ear infections. Mm-hmm. And like she was saying, her daughter had bronchitis,
right.
But she managed to graduate that year. My sister had to go back. But how important it is that parents support their daughters when they come home and made this huge mistake, if we want to call it a mistake. Mm-hmm. But to take... To help them take accountability. So, you know, you bring these young girls and they're almost in denial that this is happening. Mm-hmm. They're in denial that this was a bad choice. They're in denial that this is going to completely turn their life upside down. And the parents almost have to be there and saying, hey, no, you know, this, you did this.
You can still get through.
you can get through this, but you need to be accountable, and you're going to need to work hard.
And I think the accountability piece was a great message from Katrina as well. And, you know, we heard from her very similar to many of our guests over the past few months about don't let your current circumstances determine your future success, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a message that isn't gender or age based, you know, because when that happens, when you face that adversity, it could be any time in your life, no matter what age you are.
Absolutely. And the mentoring program she talked about, I mean, how important are they when you have these girls who may have made a bad choice and maybe they don't have the parental support at home that's going to get them through it and bring them out on the other side successful young women? To have someone who's there as that support person, giving you advice, helping you make right decisions going forward and making yourself successful.
Well, again, as I mentioned during the interview, we've had other guests who share their life stories and have emerged on the other side in positions where people would not believe that they had that type of adversity or had to go through. And I think Katrina says when she speaks to people, they don't think that she would have had an experience like that. So I think it's important to share. As you all know, I believe that the key to our success is not found by the things that come easily to us, but by the challenges and obstacles that we face and how we overcome them. And so that's the basis of this show, Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And my name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And the best of luck to each of you in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.